This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Iraqis are mourning the death of a member of the U.S.-appointed governing council. Akila al-Hashimi died this morning, 5 days after she was wounded in an assassination attempt. Hashimi's death came on a day of violence and attacks in the country. In Baghdad, a bomb exploded outside a hotel housing the staff of NBC News, killing one hotel employee. In northern Iraq, 8 U.S. soldiers were wounded in an ambush on an army convoy. NPR's Guy Raz has the details from Baghdad.
Akila al-Hashimi wasn't supposed to die. She had regained consciousness shortly after sustaining 2 gunshot wounds to her abdomen on Saturday. But over the past 24 hours, doctors say her condition deteriorated. This afternoon, the top U.S. military commander in Iraq, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, paid tribute to Hashimi and pledged to track down her assassins.
She had the courage to step forward and assume the responsibilities of office. We will continue to hunt down those who murder her and who murder other innocent Iraqis who now deserve to live in the freedom that they have worked so hard for.
Hashimi was one of 3 women on the U.S.-appointed governing council and the only member to have served as an official in the former regime. This past summer, Hashimi gave an interview where she outlined her vision of the role of women in post-Saddam Iraq.
We hope that in the future government, in the future parliament, there will be greater participation of women, because Iraqi women, they really have a high standard of culture, of education, of knowledge, of everything.
On the streets of the capital today, Iraqis offered only praise for a woman many regarded as incorruptible, despite her association with the ousted regime. Fruit seller Asad Hudier said she was at the forefront of the liberation of Iraq. This is an act of terror, he said, and they killed her because she was on the side of the people. Exactly who killed her is still unclear. The violence that's overwhelmed parts of this city for months is random, like this morning's blast in front of a hotel housing NBC News. The explosion occurred in central Baghdad, a short distance from the NPR bureau. One Iraqi hotel employee was killed and several others wounded, including NBC technician David Moody.
I was lying in bed thinking, another day in paradise. The explosive device was by the generator, went off. My room was immediately on the first floor right above it. Blew in the windows, plaster, glass, everything.
There was nothing on the hotel facade to indicate NBC was staying there, but neighbors say most people were aware that an American news agency was based at the hotel. U.S. soldiers sealed the street around the hotel and broadcast an audio message calling on locals to pass on information that might lead to the perpetrators. Meanwhile, in northern Iraq, an army convoy came under attack in the city of Mosul. 2 roadside bombs were detonated, injuring several soldiers, at least 3 seriously. The violence underscores the instability in Iraq. It may explain why the United Nations announced it would begin pulling back more of its international staff from the country. The UN has come under attack twice in Baghdad, including last month's devastating bomb that killed the organization's envoy, Sergio Vieira de Mello. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.